So the title of the study that I did, this is work that I've done with Bingru Wong. We were looking at drought responses of Kentucky bluegrass and creeping bentgrass as affected by abscisic acid and trinaxapac ethyl. We had done some previous work last year. We had looked at applications of trinaxapac ethyl under combined heat and drought stress in creeping bentgrass and had very good results from that. We wanted to continue along those lines, but instead take heat out of the equation and just look at the drought portion of it. And on top of that, look at Kentucky bluegrass as well. And we've been playing around with abscisic acid in the lab as well, and wanted to see what kind of results that we would get under a drought situation. So background, obviously drought is a major environmental stress that limits turf grass growth. We hear more about it, not only in the trade publications now, but on the news and in a lot of different places. Communities are putting more and more restrictions on the amounts and types of water that can be used in turf areas. So from a practical standpoint, turf grass managers are looking for new techniques and ideas for water conservation. So our research justification. Extensive research efforts have been taken to develop effective management programs for improving turf grass performance during summer stress, including drought. And some of them have utilized plant growth regulators, as I mentioned, that we had done previous work with trinaxapac ethyl. PGRs are traditionally used for controlling vertical shoot growth, but in reviewing the literature, we've seen a lot of other benefits from these. Trinaxapac ethyl is a gibberellin inhibitor, but we've seen positive effects on plant tolerance to individual stresses such as shade, heat, cold, and drought across a variety of turf grass species. So trinaxapac ethyl, for some of the different types of growth regulators that are out there, it basically blocks the, there's a couple forms of gibberellic acid that have an actual physiological response to the plant. GA1 is one of them. And you can see here, under well-watered conditions, the plants on the left the plant on the left has not been treated with trinaxapac ethyl. The plant on the right has been treated with trinaxapac ethyl. These plants were grown and maintained in the growth chambers 20 degrees Celsius day, 15 degrees Celsius at night. This is a typical response of what you might see in the field too, where you have basically an overall increase in turf quality, color, turgidity, density, and certainly a reduction in vertical shoot growth rate. And like I said, this is under well-watered conditions here. So for the next part, the abscisic acid, exogenous applications of abscisic acid have been reported to improve drought tolerance in other various species as well. In the literature, we've seen it in maize and pepper, old jack pine, and there was a list of things when I had done a literature review on this. Also within our lab, a few years before I had gotten there, Dr. Wong had done some work looking at foliar application of abscisic acid on Kentucky bluegrass and tall fescue, and found that it improved turf significantly under drought stress. Now, ABA-induced plant tolerance to water deficit has been associated with changes in various physiological processes, including inhibition of leaf growth, induction of stomata closure, and enhancement of osmotic adjustment. So, our research questions in approaching this particular project: can trinaxapac ethyl or abscisic acid application improve turf grass tolerance under drought stress? And if so, what are the underlying physiological mechanisms? This is a little repetitive, but our project objectives were to determine whether preconditioning creeping bentgrass or Kentucky bluegrass with Trinexpec ethyl or epsilic acid would promote plant tolerance when subsequently exposed to drought stress, and also to measure the various physiological factors that would be associated with that drought tolerance if it did indeed exist. For materials and methods, I established sod pieces of L93 creeping bentgrass and brilliant Kentucky bluegrass in 40 centimeter PVC tubes. It was a sandy loam soil that it was established in. Plants were well watered and fertilized during that growing period. The growing period was about 2 months in a greenhouse. The treatments that we were setting up for when the experiment started was we'd have Trinexpec ethyl treated turf that would be exposed to drought, epsilic acid treated turf that would be exposed to drought, and our non-treated control basically. The rates that we were looking at, we did do a pre-treatment with both the Trinexpec ethyl and the epsilic acid. Plants were foliar sprayed 5 times at biweekly intervals with 0.08 liters per hectare of Trinexpec ethyl applied as Primo Max, that is the labeled rate. And plants were also foliar sprayed with 6.75 milliliters of a 100 millimolar solution of epsilic acid, which equated to a rate of 54.7 grams per hectare weekly, beginning 9 weeks prior to stress, and then also weekly during the stress treatment. Drought exposure was for 28 days in a growth chamber that was maintained at 20 degrees Celsius and 15 degrees Celsius at nighttime. And basically drought, we withheld all water from the plants for the period of 28 days. It was a randomized complete block design within the growth chambers. Each treatment had 4 replicates. The measurements, we took a number of different measurements, but the ones that we'll look at today for time's sake were turf quality, relative water content, leaf photochemical efficiency, and osmotic potential. Statistical significance of data was tested using the analysis of variance. We used a SAS program, and differences between means were separated by Fisher's protected least significant difference at the 0.05 probability level. Effects on turf quality. For the rest of the slides that you'll see up here today, the slides on the left the figure on the left will be Kentucky bluegrass. The figure on the right is creeping bentgrass. Now, untreated turf quality declined significantly between 14 and 28 days. But as you can see, the turf that's been treated with either epsilic acid or Trinexpec ethyl maintained higher quality under that drought stress period. The treatment effect, as you can see on the right in the creeping bentgrass, is greater than the Kentucky bluegrass, but still 28 days into the drought stress, you have significantly higher turf quality in both the ABA and Trinexpec ethyl treatments than the untreated control. Effects on relative water content. Again, Trinexpec ethyl or ABA treatments maintained overall higher relative water content, primarily in creeping bentgrass, and to a lesser extent in Kentucky bluegrass. Although you can see that on both 21 and 28 days after drought exposure, that epsilic acid treatments are significantly higher than the untreated control for leaf relative water content. And then even at 28 days, there is still a significant difference in from the untreated control and the epsilic acid treatments. Now, effects on leaf on osmotic potential within the plant. If you look more closely at where things stand 28 days after treatment, the data between both Kentucky bluegrass and creeping bentgrass was fairly consistent, especially under the severe drought conditions. Either Trinexpec ethyl or ABA treated turf was significantly lower than the untreated control. An application may help maintain cell hydration by increasing accumulation of osmotic solutes. Effects on leaf photochemical efficiency. Abscisic acid and Trinexpac ethyl treated plants maintain higher photochemical efficiency during 28 days of drought stress. Again, in the slides here, you can see that it's more pronounced than the creeping bentgrass. You see significant differences at the 14, 21, and 28 day marks in the creeping bentgrass. We also do see significant differences at 21 and 28 days for the Kentucky bluegrass. Both the Trinexpac ethyl and abscisic acid treated treatments were significantly higher at 21 days after treatment. And then at 28 days, the abscisic acid was significantly higher than the control. They're not significantly higher than the Trinexpac ethyl treated turf. And on that same day, the Trinexpac ethyl treated turf did not have higher leaf photochemical efficiency than the untreated control. So our conclusions, foliar application of abscisic acid and Trinexpac ethyl improved growth in creeping bentgrass and Kentucky bluegrass under drought stress. Abscisic acid and Trinexpac ethyl induced turf tolerance to drought stress was associated with the maintenance of higher leaf hydration, reduced osmotic potential, and maintenance of photochemical efficiency. The results suggest that either Trinexpac ethyl pretreatment or ABA foliar treatment may condition plants physiologically for better tolerance to subsequent drought stress. For future research, in my review of the literature and where we have not taken this research so far is to do larger field work with it. So, and then the other thing that we're interested in, besides just looking at like a GA inhibitor, other types of PGRs with different modes of action and how they might impact different environmental stresses or being able to reduce various environmental stresses, and also increased further evaluation of plant hormones and what their specific effects on drought stress tolerance might be. I'd like to acknowledge the Rutgers Center for Turfgrass Science and Syngenta for our help in the research and funding, and if I have time, I will take questions. Yes?
Do you have any idea what it might cost to make an application of ABA in a field situation?
No, I don't. Truthfully, when I've thought about it, if a product were to be developed, I don't think foliar application of ABA, at least in a golf course setting, might not be practical, because the way that we were approaching it here, we had to apply it on a weekly basis, and I think the amount of material that you're going to be putting down would be too much. I think it's more looking ahead, and maybe there would be some type of chemistry that could increase the amount of abscisic acid within the plant, and hopefully for a longer period of time, too. As I said, we are making those applications on a weekly basis, and in order to, it wouldn't work in a turf setting as is. So, yes? The biomass difference between... You mean I've thought about that too, and so with the Kentucky bluegrass, we were maintaining height at probably about 2 inches. The creeping bentgrass was being maintained probably somewhere between a half an inch and 3/4 inch. But what I found between the two different stands, the Kentucky bluegrass was, it's a less dense stand. The creeping bentgrass was a denser stand. But I think you're right. I mean, in looking at the results and seeing that more or less there was less efficacy on the Kentucky bluegrass, and I think it's going back to what I think that you're asking, is that if you're looking at these are foliar applications, so if you have a greater amount of leaf mass that's there and less material covering that that leaf mass, I don't think that your efficacy is going to be as great. If you could go, if you were covering the same amount of product over the same amount of biomass, maybe you would have closer to the same results. Or going forward, increase the amount of product that would be applied to, say, Kentucky bluegrass as compared to creeping pentgrass. Is that answering your question? Okay.
We probably need to hold off questions until the discussion period.
Okay. Thank you very much.